KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Because right now on the phone from Washington, D.C., outside. Hey, Pete, are you actually still outside the White House? Pete Nichols.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, welcome back to Coastal Currents. You remember it was a radio show you used to host with me?
Yeah, that's cool. I recognize the music a little bit there.
Exactly. You know, a lot of people would accuse you of forgetting the little people now that you are the national director of Waterkeeper.
Far from it, my friend.
Look, dude, did you get arrested?
I did. I just got out of jail, actually.
Congratulations! How does it feel?
It feels great. It was a very organized and pretty efficient process, so it was great.
It was disobedient, but yet it was also civil.
It was civil, exactly. Yeah, we had about 50 of us in front of the White House this morning. We locked down to the gates of the White House at about noon local time, and we sat there for about an hour and a half before the cops came in and started peeling us off one by one.
Now,
so
took
a little while.
You were not a threat to anybody. It's not like you were actually blocking access to or from the White House, were you?
No, but the charge is, we were locked down to the White House, so that was the violation of local D.C. code. So that's why they hauled us in. So we were physically tethered with handcuffs to the White House gates.
Now, without diluting the seriousness of what you were doing, which we will address momentarily, and I'm sure that you're on short time because you just got arrested and released. But Larry and I both agree that your hotness, which is well documented, is no match for that of Daryl Hannah, Pete. And sorry about that.
No, noted. Noted.
Okay.
Daryl was great.
Yeah.
She came out today and was very supportive, and you know she's just great. Period. So. It was a good time. We had Bill McKibben and all the Sierra Club folks, and Bobby was there, of course. And so, yeah, it was great. And we had a lot of people from the affected communities, too, that were at the protest.
Affected communities such as, like, New York?
Where the Keystone Pipeline.
Okay.
This is, it was a climate change and a Keystone Pipeline protest. And so we had people from Nebraska. We had people from Texas. People that really would be affected by the implementation of the Keystone Project. So it was really compelling.
Here in California, it doesn't directly affect us in terms of the passage of the pipeline. But could you nutshell it for people who are like, the Keystone, what?
Yeah, the Keystone XL pipeline is a pipeline that's proposed to run from Alberta down to the Gulf Coast. And it's going to carry basically tar sands bitumen or oil, essentially, which is extracted in Alberta in a very inefficient process that uses a lot of water and uses a lot of energy, and will be transported down to the Gulf Coast for export. You know, a lot of people that are fighting this or proponents of this project say, oh, this is going to get us an energy independence, but 90% of this tar sands oil is going to be exported anyway. So this pipeline would literally bisect the country and be shipping oil from Canada down to the Gulf. And so Bill McKibben and 350.org have really rallied around this as a climate change issue, given, what's going on with climate and weather patterns and what we know about CO2 levels right now. And so we protested that project. They're asking Obama to deny the project. You know, and we're also encouraging Obama to talk a little bit more about solutions to climate change. He said some things, matter of fact, even the State of the Union last night, that could be perceived as positive, but we think a lot of it's just rhetoric, and we want to really push the issue. So between this action today, which was kind of a stealth action, and the big climate change action on Sunday here in D.C., which is going to be probably the biggest climate change rally ever, we're hoping to get that message out.
Yeah, I mean, and so did you see the State of the Union last night, Pete Nichols?
Did I do what? I'm sorry?
Did you watch the State of the Union?
I did, yes.
He did come out, and he's done this before, but he did come out and make excellent points about America's CO2 output is actually down about 4.5%. Also, we're doing awesome in terms of alternative energy research. I mean, there's so much good news in that field. And then to hear that he's like still considering this Keystone pipeline, it's like, wait, but the this is crazy.
And in the same breath, though, Mike, he said he was going to increase oil and gas leases as well.
Yeah.
So you know, I agree. I think there's probably been some positive steps, but you know, we don't have time to really sit and just mull this over. It's like, hopefully it will go away.
Right.
I mean, I think there was I can't remember the gentleman's last name. He's a NASA scientist that got arrested with us today. And he said, you know, if Keystone happens, that's going to be the nail in the coffin. It's going to be the tipping point on some major climate change issues. And this guy, you know, we're looking at the science. We're not looking at this as just puppet theater. This is real stuff.
Yeah. Oh, and it's overwhelmingly freaky. But, you know, yeah, anyway, so the Keystone thing, we can agree that this thing has to stop. Can I ask you about the Sierra Club? Because this was sort of a turning point for the Sierra Club, too. Isn't this the first time that they have allowed civil disobedience as an acceptable tactic?
Yes, exactly. It's actually a pretty exciting day. 120 years of existence, they've never condoned as an organization civil disobedience as a advocacy tactic. And this is the first time their board finally voted. They thought this was an important enough issue that they're going to lift that policy and start doing civil disobedience if need be. So we had a bunch of Sierra Club folks out there today, and it was great action.
So Bill McKibben of 350.org, also a frequent contributor to Rolling Stone,
right.
You know, and that's his thing, is talking about, like, look, we are going to lose control of this thing if we don't get on top of it immediately. And by lose control, nobody knows what's going to happen.
Right. Right.
So you've got your friend from Waterkeeper, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He was in the house.
Right.
And Daryl Hannah was there. Who else is supporting you guys in this?
Well, Connor Kennedy, Bobby's son, was there. It was his first time getting arrested, which is pretty great. And let me see, we had Bill McKibben, and we had, you know, we had Daryl, of course. We didn't have a lot of celebrity power at this event. It wasn't really about that. This was about the people that were affected. So we had local activists from all over the country. We had local activists from Canada, Montana, Nebraska, a bunch from Texas, you know, and a bunch of Hispanic activists as well, because a lot of these pipelines, you know, don't necessarily run through the affluent neighborhoods in these communities.
Right.
It's just funny how that never happened. And so we had these Latino activists from Texas come up, and were incredibly compelling, incredibly passionate. We had tribal people from Canada that are fighting the east-west line. It's a real full-on assault. So there's a whole list. If you go to Tar Sands Action or something, there's a whole list of people who participated today. And it was a little hectic. We had a lot of press this morning, and then getting arrested was hectic. It's hard to mill about and meet people when you're tethered to a fence.
I would imagine. So, by the way, were the DC cops gentle?
They were all right. Yeah.
And this is not your first rodeo either. You have been arrested here in Humboldt County. It's been a while, but do you feel like you still got it?
Yeah, you know, I'm a little sore, Mike. My shoulder's a little sore. I'm not used to sitting in a paddy wagon that long. Although we did get a police motorcycle escort through D.C., which is great, because it's always good to get arrested with a Kennedy.
Yeah, it's going to help.
Yeah. So, no, I did. I participated in actions in the 90s around the Headwaters issue, but it's been a while, and it feels good. And I think it's really an empowering thing. You know, this is a long-standing tradition in American activism and civil rights and the environmental movement. And I think, you know, people get fed up enough, they need to just sit and say, I'm not moving until there's change. And
yeah.
I think that's great.
I don't want to keep you, Pete Nichols. I really appreciate you calling in, especially fresh out of your detention. So for the record, you were arrested. You were not detained. Like, they read you the rights and everything?
Oh, yeah, and I've got my paperwork and everything, yeah.
That is exciting. What's the charge with which...
I haven't even looked. It's a misdemeanor trespass-type charge.
Good times.
Yeah, it was great. It's totally empowering, and hopefully we got some good press on. I have nothing on me, my wallet or anything, and so I have checked the web, see what if we got any hits or what the press is like on this. So,
oh yeah, no, it's good. I got links and links and links. You guys really did make a dent there. And also, this is the sort of thing, too, where it's important that you're out there doing it, but everybody listening, I mean, the only people who are not on our side are the people who stand to profit from this. That's it. That's all you need to know. And
yeah.
So even if you, the listener, could not go out to D.C., there's so many things you can do. I mean, seriously, you could turn your water heater down. You're not even going to feel it. You will not feel it. Turn your water heater down, maybe carpool a little bit, eat a little bit less meat. There are 100 easy things you can do to be on the right side of this issue right now.
Well, absolutely. And especially considering, you know, that we have social media at our fingertips. It's so easy to be a social media activist. And it's, you know, it means a lot. Numbers mean a lot. Clout scores mean a lot. People pay attention to the metrics around social media, and so it's easy to just hitting those petition buttons is not insignificant.
Have you talked to your daughter yet?
I have not. I just got out, and I'm walking, trying to find a cab in this town. I can't find. I don't know where I am, but no, I have not. I'll probably talk to her after school today.
She's gonna be so proud of you, man.
I told her what I was doing, and she was pretty pumped up about it.
People think that it's not going to be her generation. People think it's going to be like the generation after that stuff starts to get a little freaky. It is not. It is the six-year-olds of today who are going to suffer hard if this doesn't get corrected fast.
Well, and you know, you and I are up there, but this is happening now, man. This is real time.
Yeah, it's go time. Yeah. Pete Nichols, dude, thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for calling back. And thank you remembering the little people.
Oh, come on now. You guys are kicking it back there. I was really happy to talk to you, Mike. Thanks for what you guys do.
Last question. Did you run into Paul Bassas, PB?
I did.
What's up with that?
It was great. We were at this briefing last night, and in walks Paul, PB, and we just like, we haven't seen each other probably in like almost 7 years. And so we hung out. He's working with Daryl now. Daryl Hannah.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's doing a lot of her press. So we've been working together today and doing press back and forth between Bobby and Daryl, and it was kind of fun.
Good times.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, if you're listening, Mike Huffman, the Congressman Huffman, you want to get down there and be a part of this. I think everybody out here is pulling for you, Pete. Thank you for getting yourself arrested. Glad to hear that you got treated somewhat okay. I'm glad to see that you guys are forcing the issue. Thanks a lot, man.
All right, Michael. Talk soon.
Take care.
Bye.
Pete Nichols, founder of Coastal Currents, Humboldter, civilly disobedient person, talking to us from Washington, D.C. It's KHUM Radio, Coastal Currents.
This has been a KHUM production. For more information, check out KHUM.com or search KHUM in iTunes.